We've got giant reptiles trying to kill us. We've got Archer trying to land a plane on a 40 feet runway? I don't know. We're talking about Archer. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, AfterBuzzers and Archer fans. Welcome back to the Archer After Show, Danger Island. Here on AfterBuzz TV, I am your host, who is taking over because Joelle is late. Just kidding. But I am taking over just for today. I'm Alexis Torres. Hi, guys. And we have a brand new face, because it's not just Joelle and I anymore. We've brought in a new recruit for this show. Lady, please introduce yourself to the Archer fans.
Hi, guys. I'm Sarai.
put a little more bass in my voice. How you guys doing? I'm Sarai.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I like that. Yeah.
That's my side hustle.
Yes, I love this. Joelle will hopefully join us soon. If not, you will definitely see her next week because I'm really sad that she's not here because Pam is her favorite character.
Aww.
So I already know.
She's going crazy about
how,
it.
Yeah, because this Pam, this is a very Pam-heavy episode, which I'm totally fine with because I love her and I want her to be in all the things.
Yeah.
So it's fine. But hey, thank you guys for joining us. If you're joining us live, go ahead and hit up that live chat. I'll have it up on my phone. Maybe our beautiful engineer might have it up for me. We'll see. Tell us like what you thought of the episode. What do you think is going to happen next? Because I also really want to know if Charlotte's actually going to whore like out. Like but I'm also like, it's also Charlotte. She's mostly into that, so yeah. I'm not quite sure. And if you are joining us later, welcome. Go ahead and put your thoughts of the episode down in the comments below. So let's dive right into it.
All right.
What did you think of the episode as a whole?
I liked it. I liked it as a whole.
Yeah.
He got himself into trouble once again.
But
of course it pulls out. Like, I mean,
he does. Sorry. We're very dirty on the show, so kids don't watch this.
Tell your kids to go upstairs.
Yeah.
You know?
Earmuffs, children.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or they can learn about life and grow up a little bit each day.
Not from Archer.
Okay, all right.
Find anything else. Moonbeam City, maybe, but not this.
Okay. All right. Well, it's up to your parenting, right?
Yeah.
All right. No, I liked it. I love the different things he did in this one. Like, all the different things. Like, for example, the plane is called Lucy Goosey.
Yeah, Lucy Eel.
I love the little disses, you know,
the
guy, you know, his name is Mr. Fook. You know,
the little border of like, we can like, say this, ooh, but we kind of can't.
No,
I'm with you on that. That's cool.
Yeah.
Pretty good. Do you have, we'll jump into it a little bit later, but
okay.
So we're going to talk about obviously where we left off, which is Pam, Lana, and Cyril jumped off the plane because we thought it was going to crash. Archer was like, nah. I got this because he Fonzied Lucille and was able to get her to work.
And
he's enjoying this time, but he realizes, at least Archer realizes that he can't land the plane anywhere right now because one, the island that Pam and Lana and Cyril are on, there's no landing strip. And the only other landing strip is kind of near where the other island is.
Where the bar is. And stuff.
Yeah. So it was very interesting to see him have his own, it wasn't really an inner monologue. It was more along the lines of him to convince himself like what to do, but also being drunk as hell on the plane
usual.
As usual.
Yeah. But now he feels invincible, right? He thinks he can't die. He gets out of situations so often. Now he thinks
Tis
he thinks
true.
He's Kanye. You know what I mean? He thinks he thinks
Archer,
he's a god.
Archer. Hey, buddy.
You know, he's on Kanye status.
Hey. Bring it in. Bring it in,
come
Archer.
Come close.
Hey, okay.
All right.
Stop it. No, seriously. Also, you Kanye?
You too.
Stop it.
Yeah, okay. There you go.
Just want to get that out there. All right. I feel better now. We can continue the show. But yeah.
He's Kanye level, man. He's screaming out in the middle of a crashing plane that I'm invincible and I feel like I can't die.
Also, this bra shift thing that he had on that chair of like trying to steer the plane, but he had it with like a bra and some rope. I was just like,
yes.
Who? Pam. One. Pam. Why are you just leaving bras on this plane? Bruh. Stop this. Bras are expensive.
Mm-hmm.
They are durable, but they cannot be used in this manner. When you lose that good bra, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not great. Okay?
Brought to you by Target. You know?
Sponsor. But yeah, it was interesting. But to get back to Lana, Cyril, and Pam.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously they're just floating down towards the island,
and they thought they were safe. until dun dun dun.
They don't even know. They didn't even know that they don't know how to land. Which I would agree. Mm-hmm. I also wouldn't know what to do in this situation. I'd be like, do I tuck and roll?
I can't.
You know? Do I like Superman it? Like, you know, belly flop, like mm-hmm. right on there. Like how does that work? How would you do it if you were in a parachute, gliding gracefully to your death?
To my death?
I mean, sorry, to the ground.
Okay, all right. Because, you know, it's all about the mentality. I think I've seen videos of it. I want to say you pull some strings and that hoists you up for a little bit. I don't know how to spell hoist, but you
hoist.
Get
hoisted
up.
I got you.
And it slows you down, I think. And then you get a running start from watching videos of wanting to skydive, but not really getting there.
Yeah, no, so. I'm with you on that.
To be honest, broken legs is better than death. You know?
No, I agree. I agree. I mean, technically, how Cyril was able to get down from that tree was ingenious and also very dangerous.
I thought she'd shoot the snake, right?
That's what I thought she was gonna. Yeah, but no, I guess not. I mean, that's mm-hmm. I guess that's fine too. I don't know, but I love how when we do finally get there, Pam's like trying to teach them, and they're like, "We don't understand, but doesn't matter." Cyril already hit one tree. Mm-hmm. Lana's in the other, and then Pam eventually gets that. And I love how Krieger, or our parrot Crackers, is just like, I had something about a bird and forget it. And
he totally just left. He's like, I can fly. You know what?
I understand. He's a bird. I've got wings and feathers. I'm fine. Everything's fine. But I love how we're going like the kind of like Iago approach with him. How everyone can understand him. He's also a sly son of a bee.
Yeah.
And he just kind of takes care of his own.
Exactly. He's kind of like Brian off of Family Guy. You know how the dog kind of walks around and it's like, do you hear the dog? I guess you do hear the dog. Do you not acknowledge that it's a dog having sex with human beings? Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, why is nobody going to jail for this?
I mean.
So I wonder if the parents gonna get lucky eventually.
It's in a different, oh God, I hope not. But I mean, it is Archer, so I wouldn't put it past them, but I really hope they don't.
Yeah. I feel like someone's gonna get feathered. It's very soon. I don't know.
Oh my God. And so Pam's like, okay, well, she was able to get down. She caught Lana. We had a moment between the two of them. I was like, I really want this ship to happen. Please just let that ship set sail. Yeah. I think you can ask Joelle. We've always wanted Pam to be with Lana because ever in other seasons, she's always hitting on her. You know, mostly just for play. And then Lana's just like, I am not.
I like
interested.
Archer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or anybody else.
Yeah. Or anybody
but there have been times where she's like, you did me a favor. I guess this once. And I'm like, yeah. but like,
you're
gonna
be at home. Just
I'm like, yes, do it. OTP ship.
No, I know Pam has messed with the mom. She's messed with Mallory. Yeah, I think so. They've had sex.
Oh man, I don't remember
that. Yeah, they've had sex.
Man, I have to go back.
So Lena, I mean Lana, she can't be too far off.
No. Yeah. That's why I love that moment of she was like, "Oh, you're so strong." I was like, "Yes!" I was like, "Off a
plot twist!"
I was so excited. I hope Joelle was too because I was like, "But
button her shirt."
Do it. I'm not, I'm an adult. I'm okay. I'm fine. Everything's fine. But yeah. And so now it was Cyril's turn and he was like, you're not going to, I'm not going to fall because no, screw you. It's not happening. And then we saw this gigantic python and I was like, what are we in Jungle Book? What's happening?
Yeah.
I was like expecting like the little the little hypnosis eyes to come up. And I was like, oh my God, I'm doing too much.
Huge. And I think it's anaconda. It was an anaconda.
Yeah. Anaconda. Yeah, I have no idea. Mm-hmm. I was just like, okay, you're gonna die, aren't you? or at least get seriously injured. Luckily, he did not, which is nice. But yeah, I love how, one, she tried to shoot at it. I guess, like, her first attempt was to get him to unlatch when she shot. Mm-hmm. Clearly, that didn't happen because the next thing we see is being coiled up. But that helped him because as soon as she shot that log down, he fell quite a long ways. But the snake, because it was so raptly tight around him, raptly tight?
Wrapped tightly, you know what I'm saying.
He was so constricting that he was able to fall and hit all these branches without actually breaking anything. Besides his ribs. Just his ribs.
But realistically, I know we're talking about a cartoon here, so we can't go too crazy. But realistically, the snake hits the ground, and from the impact, there's blood everywhere.
Yeah, that's
but Cyril is just like, wrapped in a loving angel's arms. You know, he's just baby.
He was beautifully comfortable for that split second. Or that minute that he was falling for.
But the snake's head, like, imploded.
Oh, yeah,
from
no.
the impact, but he, nothing.
Nah. Well, I mean, again, he's got broken ribs. As a person who's broken her ribs twice, it's not great. A martial artist, I keep getting, gotcha. I gotta put my elbows in. Yeah. So yeah, it's not fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You gotta block them. Gotcha. But yeah, it's, I like when he said that and he was like, I'm in so much pain. I was like, I feel you, bro. Oh,
you whispered it to him.
Yeah, just no, like just like that into his ear. I was like, hey, I just want to whisper some sweet nothings into you. I feel you, bro.
That's intense. You're a real fan, girl. Oh, yeah, you're a true fan. I give it a high five.
I do what I can. Okay, guys. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's mostly just because Joelle's not here, so I can act a fool. But yeah, so they were able to, everybody got down safely. He's mm-hmm. obviously, I like that she decided to use his jacket, or her jacket? No, his jacket. Crap, I don't remember whose jacket that she used. I think it was hers. Put mm-hmm. it in the chat, whose jacket that she used to, kind of like, not like a tourniquet, but pretty much like a way of keeping the ribs still. So that so you're not moving too much, and then it can actually completely break off. It was just kind of like in a cinch.
And he kind of had that little bit of a war victim look, you know what I mean? Like, he just came out of there. It should have been smoke and music, and his hair should have been blowing. It was like a bad,
yeah,
you bad look like, shut your mouth moment.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, yeah. I'm good. With you on that. I was like, all right. Okay, Sarah, I see you. But yeah, I really enjoyed that part. And of course, they were like, okay, it's getting dark. And she's like, if you guys don't shut up, I swear to God. Like, you know, because the fact that Archer and Pam have told them several mm-hmm. times this island is not, or the forest that they're in is very dangerous.
Not safe at all.
Yeah. No. And so she's like, and we have nowhere to go. Mm-hmm. We have no plane. This is the only weapon I have. And, you know, you're going to have to just, we're going to have to make it work. Yeah. And you guys squawking the entire time, including you, Crackers, just getting on my nerves.
The parrot.
Yeah, yes, yes. Not Cyril, the parrot, but also because it is Krieger, sure.
Yeah.
But anyway, so, but I love
you,
the,
Crackers. The parrot.
The parrot.
Just put the parrot
For our audio listeners, I was talking about the parrot. That they needed to figure something out before it gets bad. And I love how she said dragons. Mm-hmm. And in my head, I was like, wow, these things
lizards
must be huge.
Or something.
No, Komodo dragons is what I was assuming. That's what they kind of look like to me. I don't know what they look like to you guys. So mm-hmm. please let me know also in the live chat.
Let me say, I did skydiving. I can't read from here.
I have it here.
Okay, cool.
I did skydiving. This is Renji. Hi, Renji.
Hey, Renji.
I did skydiving, but it was tandem. Yeah.
Meaning someone was strapped on. I believe.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. And then he also put Trust in Me, which is also from Jungle Book, which is very nice.
Aww.
Yeah. And so, so the fact that they, I'm trying to think in my head. Yeah, so they had to deal with these Komodo dragons. I love that Lana was able to make spears because I'm like, mm-hmm. she's a queen.
Yeah. And she's a queen in this
she
season.
She is. She's an actual queen. I've been calling her a queen every season.
And now you
she is an
wish.
Actual queen, even though, again, Joelle will tell you how she's not cool with having her go out of her way to colonize her own island or her people or her tribe, you know, for money. And I was just like, yeah, Lana, you were doing well. And then all of a sudden you done messed up, but it's okay. We'll talk about that more as the season progresses. Mm-hmm. 'Cause we don't really know what her actual plan is besides the fact that she wanted this guy to help do something.
Yeah, it's still up in the air. We know she's a queen, but we don't really know why she's there and when she's leaving, actually.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I can almost tell that Archer still has affection or attraction to her.
Well, yeah.
Still.
Well, that's the thing with Archer is that the fact that the time frames are always being thrown off. So when we had the first episode and he was like, oh, hi, you know, and immediately fell in love with her, we're like, yeah, that's
typical Archer.
Stands the test of time, your guys' relationship, and eventually I'm assuming you guys are going to get together because it's the OTP.
But will the snake be involved?
Always.
Okay.
Always. Either Archer snake or just a snake in general. Or both. Yeah. You know, who cares? Change it up. Spice it up. Mm-hmm. But yeah, but then going back to where the hotel was, we had a scary moment where Mallory and Roy were just talking, you know, mm-hmm. about things. And they're like, we should go check on her. And we get a scene of her making these weird spirally things on a wall. And I immediately was like, and she was licking her fingers. I was like, oh, Charlotte.
I just knew it was
Charlotte, yeah. Please. And I literally, like, I grabbed my computer and I went, Archer Writers. Dear Lord. Dear Archer Writers.
Say prayer.
I'm just going to just listen. Just listen real close. Listen mm-hmm. to my prayers.
Mm-hmm.
Please, for the love of God, please don't let that be poop that she's eating.
Amen.
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 Sweet baby Jesus, please.
Yeah. I was 99.99 Mari for sure.
Yeah, like Mari Povich, like, for sure. Yeah, yeah,
you
yeah.
are eating poop. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
I was like, no, please don't let her go down this road.
When it was chocolate, I was so excited.
Oh, yeah. Like the amount of relief that yeah. came off my body and like ghosted itself into like oblivion, mm-hmm. like that. Yeah,
yeah. That I turned away.
I was I literally was just like, I can't make these noises because I don't want iTunes listeners to also feel the pain, but it was bad. I was just sitting there just like, just keep it together. But yes, I'm very, very happy.
It was interesting that they threw that in there. It was interesting they put that scene in there.
No, but I mean, it makes sense for Charlotte's character because the fact that one, she can't pick a name. She's mm-hmm. had so many names. Cheryl, Carol, Charlotte, Charlene. Like, mm-hmm. it's just... She is the epitome of the crazy bitch.
The wild card.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And that's fine. That's fine. And I appreciate it because I like the wild card in the group. I think she's resourceful, mm-hmm. but also just very entertaining.
She may eat poop at one point.
I actually just like wasn't ready. I was just like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
We are crossing lines and barriers in this one. I mean, we usually do, but I just...
Yeah. You didn't think it was appetizing the way she made it? She didn't sell it for you?
Oh, hell no. I was like, yo, girl, I need you to get them fingers out of your mouth.
Yeah. And she did beautiful artwork. I think she kind of...
No, and I love it because her hair, even though she looked like a hot mess, her hair was all like all to the one side. I was like, oh,
yeah,
you look great.
Mm-hmm.
No. But, you know...
That happened, yeah.
But a person, but another woman who has all of her stuff together, not like Charlotte, is our queen, commander-in-chief, Maria Menounos. Conversations with Maria Menounos is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder and drops by every Friday on iTunes. It features celebrity and influencer interviews along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of life. From health to wellness to career, relationships, finances, all of that good stuff and more. Let our Maria be the big sister you always wanted. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free. Yeah, I said it. Free 99. Yeah. Be sure to rate and comment. And when you do, let Maria know that it was us, the Archer After Show here at AfterBuzz TV, who sent you there. All three of us. All three ladies. Even though Joelle's not here, it's fine. Conversations with Maria Menounos, podcast edition. Check it out. Check it out. Yeah. And a person that apparently wants to check it out in all types of aspects is Mallory, wanting to check out Charlotte's, just her junk. They just were like, hey, if you're going to, I paid for your bail.
Yep.
And if you don't want to go back to jail because you have no money, no passport, nothing, you're going to become my whore. Period. Like, straight up. She didn't sugarcoat that. She didn't do anything. She was like, yeah, no. Get them stripper heels out because you're about to be doing some work.
And she was like, it was so subliminal. She didn't really just come out and say it. She was kind of like, do you mean I'm about to sell my body? And she's kind of like, yes. Yeah.
Correct. That is exactly what I want you to do.
That's a great businesswoman. She's a great businesswoman.
Hey, man, Mallory knows what she wants. She knows what she's about. She's like, yo. You owe me a favor. Mm-hmm. I need you to give many favors.
There you go.
To many people on this island. It's free. Oh, Alicia Darling. What a beautiful username, by the way. I really like that. Says, same with the relief that it wasn't poop. Ha ha. Ha 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 ha. Renji said, I really liked it when Mallory and Jesus, what is the H for Christ? Yeah, just all of it. Anytime that Mallory ends up saying something, I also like in this season too that anytime when someone's like surprised or says, oh my God, they say it in the language that they're coming from.
Mm-hmm.
So like Roy says, like, you know, instead of saying like, you know, shit, he'll go, oh, merde, or something like that. Like he'll say it in French, or Cyril will say it in German, or I'm not quite sure. Yet, what's going on with Lana? I'm assuming she's a Polynesian queen. That's just what I'm assuming.
Something. Did they say, I'm not sure they said where she's from.
No. We're just,
she's just the queen.
She's just
the queen of us.
The only brown person on this show. So let's put her as an exotic something.
Coming to America style.
Yeah, I was like, all right.
Yeah.
But yeah, so of course, Archer finally decides to land on this street because he goes, oh, my plane is about
50 feet.
Give or take. So I think that runway or that street is also 50 feet.
Plus 6 inches.
Yeah. So I think we're good.
So he had 6 inches to land.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Incorrect. That was actually 40 feet. And he found out the hard way because as soon as he landed, his wings were pretty much just clipped off little by little as he continued down the street.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think of that scene?
you know what? In the beginning, I thought he always makes those jokes, the sexual innuendos, and he's like, I'm good at working my 6 inches. Mm-mm. So I was like, okay, you know, in a perfect world, he would have landed gracefully. Yes, Archer, no scratches. But it being Archer, I was like, yeah, this plane's about to be devoured. Mm-hmm. This plane's about to crash 3 times a day. You know what I mean? Like,
3 times a day.
It landed.
This girl just
in
said,
the sides.
This plane's about to crash. Count them. 1, 2, 3. 3 times a day.
Yeah. I was like, this plane's going to crash 3 times a day. And it was landing. And you know what? How is it that you land, right? Let's just act this thing out. It lands and the wings are, let's say, chopped off maybe about 2 feet.
Mm-hmm.
Three, no, we'll give it about 5 feet each on each side. So now the plane is what, 50 minus, wait, oh goodness gracious, minus 45? 10 feet. So it's about.
Well, you said 10 feet or five?
It's five each side. So now it's 50, so it's like 40 feet, right? Yeah. Which is the actual size.
Yeah.
Then it gets chipped off again, another maybe 10 feet, right?
But also he's doing going back this.
Because I felt like at some point he was going down and he got both sides. And I'm like, this plane can't be that big anymore.
No. It was mostly because he could not keep the plane straight.
Okay.
Which is normal for Archer because he just
curved to the left.
Always. No, but he also just like cannot. He just, whatever's happening, he's just like, he's losing control. And I'm just
but that's
like,
TV. I think if he would just land gracefully, we would have been like, really?
So I mean, I would have laughed for sure if it was just like, woohoo! Yeah.
He just came out just, huh, you know.
I did it. And then like something like fell on the plane. I would have laughed.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, but of course Mallory was just like, what the heck? And of course he was just like, I'm injured, help me. And they brought him back. And of course, at this point, Charlotte's like, I'm not being your whore. And he's just like, everyone shut up. I need to go. Somebody tell me where Pam and everybody is. And they're just like,
they're not with you?
Why are they not with you? What's happening? Mm-hmm. What? And he's like, oh, God, I have to go save them now. And I love how he's like, I'm going to take your car, police officer, a.k.a. Roy. And I'm like, or Ray. I've been calling him Roy this entire time. Ray.
Mm-hmm.
And, and he's just like, no, you won't, and just jumps into the car with them. And I'm like, well, goodbye. And the Mallory and Charlotte will have to figure out whatever the hell's happening over on their end. But I love how when they get there, Pam, Lana, and Sarah are, like, deep in it.
Yeah.
You know, she's...
It's always the last minute. Every single movie, you ever think about this in every movie, when there's something like a bomb about to go off, the bomb gets diffused literally 1 second on the clock. You know, have you ever
every
seen
time.
A movie or a TV
every
show
time.
Where you have at least like 10 clockwork. Seconds, 15 seconds? No. Archer comes literally when they're literally about to be food. And then he comes out, rainbow style, you know?
Yeah, no, straight up. And Ray was helpful, too, because he was also shooting up everybody as well. But yeah, that scene was insane. Mm-hmm. And I love how we also had that cool wide shot of Archer and Ray in the car shooting, but also Pam in the middle, and it was kind of panning in a weird way, where she was, like, going, oh, it was so cool. I love the animation and, like, the shots that they choose for certain things, just to really show you what's happening. It's really, really
the
cool.
The angles tell the story, you know?
Yeah, and it really shows. I mean, even though a lot of people are like, oh, animation, you can't really, like, do that, but, like, it makes me feel like I'm actually watching a camera moving, and I think that's really, really dope about the entire series.
Weird side note, I met an animator, and I asked them how does it work, because, you know, when you film TV shows, you shoot different angles, and the editor comes in and cut it.
Yeah.
But if I'm not mistaken, for the show he did, I think he was for Tangled.
Cool.
The Disney show.
Yeah.
He was saying how they set up the shots based on the editing. So, for example, they said this line, and it did everything that way for just that line. And then the next line, it did the world for that.
Oh, that's cool.
So it's not necessarily shooting the whole scene.
Right.
Unless anybody else know better than that. You can
But I'm also like, the more you know, everyone. Yeah. Also, I'm learning something new every day.
Yeah. I thought that was cool.
No, I like it. No, but I like hearing that kind of stuff. I love hearing how things work and move and things like that, especially in animation, because I don't know, squat about animations. So I'm like, I don't know.
Are you a fan of animation?
Yeah. We'll get into that later.
Okay.
But yeah, so of course they all hop into the car, tired and beaten and all this kind of stuff, and they just head on back. And I love the ending shot is just Pam and Archer talking and going through of like what his thought process was for Lucille or Lucy Goosey.
Mm-hmm.
And immediately Pam just clocks him. Straight up, falls over, gives him a little bit of a fart, the little tiny one, right over there, and she's like, yeah.
A love fart.
Yeah, she's like, yeah. And then just walks off into the freaking sunset. I was like,
yeah.
Yeah, Pam! You tell him! I was so excited. Sorry, iTunes listeners, that was very loud. I'm so sorry. But also, oh my God. I love Pam. She's so cool. And I need Lana to get on that level because she's usually up there for me. Not this time. But it's okay. It's only episode 2, everyone. But did you have a favorite moment? in the show before we head into predictions?
Favorite moment. I mean, I always like action, so I guess them coming out there and shooting the lizards or whatever those are.
Yeah, the Komodo
that
dragons.
Probably was my favorite part of the episode.
Sweet, sweet, sweet.
Yeah,
yeah. I definitely will say as because we I know that at least for me every week I'm gonna try and find a danger zone moment of the week, and my danger zone was definitely Pam punching out Archer at the end. I was just like, oh God, you're so cool. So yeah, that was a danger zone moment, and I really, really, oh, I love it. Renji's like, Pam is everyone's spirit animal. Correct.
There you go.
Especially mine. I love it. Anyway, so semi-predictions for next week, if we can. Poor favor.
She's gonna become a...
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
Predictions. All right. Ooh. Yeah, welcome.
Oh, it's kind of scary. Yeah, a little bit. Sci-fi music going on? Man.
So... we don't know what's happening, but we obviously have things that we'll be setting up. The fact that, one, Lana still has to figure out how to deal with this breadfruit problem.
Uh-huh.
Archer needs to get his plane fixed ASAP.
Mm-hmm.
And Charlotte doesn't want to be a whore. That's pretty much all we can go off of. So is there anything that you would, like, want to see? You know, because it's hard to do predictions on this show because the show is so...
it's so random.
It is. And also, like, not to be punny here, but unpredictable in that way. Mm-hmm. But I also love that. But is there anything that you would, like, wish or want? And that goes for you guys, too, as well. Like, is there something that you want, like, Lana to do or Archer? Or if you think anything or you're suspecting anything that could be happening?
Well, I already feel as though Archer and Lana is going to get together at some
for
point.
For sure.
Yeah. That's a given.
It's like, it's tradition. As is tradition.
I know. And yeah. I think she's going to be a stripper at some point. She may try a little bit of a working girl action.
Oh, Mallory. Charlotte, you mean?
Yeah, Charlotte.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think she's going for it. As much as, like, one, if you are in that line of work, you should never be ashamed of that. It's a job. And if you are a boss at it, be a boss at it. That's all I'm saying.
You make so many people happy.
Yeah.
How can you be? That's like a clown being ashamed.
Yeah. Well,
you bring joy to the world.
Well,
more women should do. No, I was just joking. More women take your clothes off.
You do you. I will celebrate that if that's what you want to do. Don't do it for somebody else. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know,
yeah.
Pump the bricks. But yeah, no, I mean, I'm always down for Charlotte to do whatever the hell she wants to do because go for it. She's awesome. She's crazy, but she's awesome. I'm also very intrigued to see if we're ever going to see Lana's tribe. At all, or anything like that.
I think it's going to be revealed later.
I mean, again, it's only episode 2, so I feel like we haven't really gotten much world building besides the fact of the hotel and there's weird animals running around that are huge.
I wonder if her tribe is going to look like her, you know?
I would hope so.
You know, is she going to be like the, I don't know.
Yeah, because I mean, Lana looks very well put together, well educated and things like that, hence why she is a queen. But I'm intrigued to see, because they said that there was cannibals on this island, so I'm trying to see what the difference is of like how... tribal we going, you know what I'm saying? Like, so I'm very interested to see where the story's gonna go, because right now it's kind of everything's just up in the air. So
I agree.
Yeah. Guys, that's gonna do it for us today, but don't worry, we will be back next week to talk about episode 3. Don't forget to go to iTunes, check out Maria Menounos's podcast, but also check out ours as well, Archer After Show. You can just type it in the search, hit those 5 or 4 stars because the other stars do not work, and you just let us know, maybe we'll read it next week. You never know. Definitely check in with Joelle, because the fact that she has really cool stuff that she talks about the show, mostly the references, innuendos, things like that, she just really knows how to just like pull them out and really show how awesome the show is as a whole. But also check her out, because she's Joelle Monique at Joelle Monique. Lady, tell where the Archer fans can find you.
You can find me at Funny Sarai, Funny Sarie, on Twitter and Instagram.
Oh, okay.
And on Facebook, it's just Sarai Comedian, Sarie. And also Tuesdays. I'm missing my days up. Tuesday nights, 10 p.m., 11 p.m. Well, we're doing 11 p.m., but we're going to go to 10 p.m.
Yeah.
For the 100 AfterBuzz after show.
You should check that out, because...
I won't stutter as much.
That's fine. But yeah, don't forget to check that out, because that show's also pretty dang dope. I'm Alexis Torres. You guys can find me all over social media at atorres890. That's A-T-O-R-R-E-S 890. You already know, if you are following me, I'm here every day of the week doing a show. A lot of them are ending, so if you want to see this face, better tune in. Guys, gals, and non-binary pals, we will see you guys next week for episode 3 of Archer. Mwah. Be safe. Bye.
Au revoir.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.